bold. Be brave. Be extraordinary. Be vulnerable. Be real. Be curious. Be true. Be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving, have fun along the way, and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
All right. Welcome to this week's show. As always, I'm always excited about the topics that we bring to the show. And so today's topic, I think, is a really special one. And before I get into the topic, I'm just going to preface. So I have been recently going to a new yoga studio and a new yoga class. And I found this teacher from some really good friends of mine, specifically one really good friend. And she's been telling me for like years, you got to go to this man's class. You have to take a class with him, do a private, do this. And you know, whenever she would talk about it, I was like, yes. But, you know, my schedule and life and all those things. And finally, I got to one of his classes and I have been hooked ever since. And so we're in mid yoga pose a couple weeks ago. And he was talking about how the yogis believe that you can give your DNA instructions, right? So if you are having a day where you feel off, you can give your DNA instructions to, you know, allow yourself to have to release a little bit more dopamine. Maybe you need a little more serotonin. Maybe you need a little bit more melatonin, right? And so there's all of these beautiful chemicals naturally inside of our body. And, you know, when I was going through my massive hormone changes through menopause, which has been such an interesting experience, I started to tell my DNA to balance out my hormones. And I tried hormone replacement. I tried a lot of different things. And I do a lot of things currently to help regulate my hormones. But one thing that I noticed is in my meditation practice, I started to tell my body to please balance out my hormones, please make my life easier, please reduce the cortisol levels. And, you know, when I do long distance healings for clients, I a lot of times will focus on and spend a good amount of time on helping them lower their cortisol levels. So cortisol levels are responsible for weight, keeping weight on. They're responsible for, you know, it's the major stress hormone. And sometimes we need cortisol. If a bear is chasing you, you need cortisol to run. But we don't want to stay in that constant cortisol, like being high levels of cortisol running through the body, because it can maintain weight on the belly, maintain weight on the butt and thighs. It can keep you in constant fight or flight. And over time, that has adverse health effects, especially adverse effects to your sort of your state of bliss or state of joy. And so here we were mid-pose, and he was talking about this. And then he said, I heard something this week that I had never heard before. He said, the universe is waiting for your instructions, right? And if you're ever in Aspen, Colorado, or you want to do a private session, look up Coco Yoga on Instagram. He's amazing. And he's just a brilliant, brilliant man. And he just really walks his walk. And what I started to look at it, and he talked about it a little bit. But the thing is like the universe is waiting for you to be uber clear with what you want. And guess what? When you get uber clear with what you want, your next task is to get your head and your heart in alignment, right? Your electromagnetic and your energetic signals, right? Your heart signals need to get in alignment so that you can be in the receiving mode of your instructions to the universe. But here's the thing is that most of us will give instructions and then to the universe, we're like, I want a new relationship. I want a new house. I want a new something, right? And when it starts to come, it brings to the surface all the stuff that needs to leave. So then we all of a sudden go into fix it mode. Oh my gosh, there's this problem and there's this problem and there's this problem and there's this person or thing I need to blame, right? And the truth is that when we start to waver in being clear with the universe, we start to doubt, we start to question, we start to maybe change our request, make it a little less than what it was before. And when we do that, it can really make an impact. So then the universe gets confused. And they're like, wait a second, we thought you wanted this. We're working really hard to put it together for you. And then you change your mind and then it starts going somewhere else. And then you change your mind and it goes somewhere else. And so when the universe is waiting for your instructions, it's waiting for you to be clear and to not waver with what you want, but to waver in your willingness to let what's in the way go, in your willingness to open up your capacities for greater receiving, to open up your capacities for greater love, to open up your capacities for greater vulnerability. And, you know, I love doing this and I take people through, you know, a 6-month coaching program where we do these like over time, we get really used to like a meditation practice. You have to practice getting clear, practice letting things go, practice not blaming, you know, someone or something, not blame your life circumstances, not blame your parents. Right. And so every time that you open up your willingness to be clear, it will work on you. It will transform you. It will invite you into a greater version of you. And I believe the purpose of being here is to live in joy, to have our hearts open, to be vulnerable, to, you know, take risks, even if there is fear there, to take a leap and to love big, right? To go big. And so I want to invite all of you, when you're giving the universe your instructions, you also have to make sure that what's in your thoughts, what's in your emotions is also just as clear. And so what does that mean? If you have a dream to move to a new location anywhere in the world, you also have to give yourself permission to imagine yourself living there. So what does it taste like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? What does it look like? You're using the senses in order to create a very clear picture. And I believe in one of my previous episodes, I talked about one of my old teachers, one of my shamanic teachers I studied with for 8 years, traveled around the world with him for a lot of workshops and was able to hold space for these massive healing experiences. And he told the story one time. He used to teach a sort of a results course. And he told the story one time of this manifestation process for him, getting really clear. And when you get really clear, you want to paint a picture. You want to see it. You want to hear it. You want to smell it, right? You want to taste it. And so he knew that he had wanted a Range Rover. And so he had been dreaming and envisioning and imagining, and he's like, okay. So he goes to the dealership and he, you know, test drives the car. And so he had pictured it. He had smelt it. He smelt the fresh smells of a new car. He felt when he was like revving the engine and going really fast and on his test drive. And so when he was done with his test drive, he's pulling back into the dealership parking lot. And, you know, the car salesman was in the car in the passenger seat. He's in the driver's seat. He pulls in, he parks the car, and he realizes, he's like, oh my God, there's one sense I'm missing. And so he looks at the car salesman. He looks in front. He looks at the car salesman. He looks at front, and then he just takes his tongue, right? And he licks the steering wheel. And the car salesman was, of course, like, oh my God, right? This is before we, the world became afraid of germs. And he had licked the steering wheel because he realized that he hadn't tasted the car. Right? He didn't have that sense of what does having this car taste like. And shortly after him having that experience, he was able to drive that car off the lot. And so the point is when you are giving the universe instructions, you have to be willing to allow this idea that things may need to fall apart so that you can get congruent, so that you can be in all the fields, so that you can be in alignment, right? Head and heart have to be congruent in order to receive that bigger life that you're asking for. And no one can tell you how to get there. There are ways to get clear, right? Like taste it, smell it, touch it, hear it, sense it, right? Your five senses. I think I said six. The sixth sense is I see dead people, right? From the movie. But the point is that you really want to be able to give yourself permission to find ways that, you know, painting a full picture really gets you excited. And so you can't just paint a picture of a dream life that you want, or a house or a relationship or a business or the amount of money you want coming into your life. You can't just paint that picture and expect the universe to deliver if you're waking up every day upset, angry, feeling in lack, depressed, anxiety ridden, because guess what? Those are all clues and signs that you're not congruent with your ask. Abraham Hicks talks about this quite a bit. And they talk about, you know, when you feel, they call it the contrast, right? So you have a big dream, but maybe you're stuck in what feels like your current reality. And your current reality maybe has lack to it. Maybe there's frustration. Maybe there's a fight inside of you, right? Which means, they say, that's a good sign, because that means that you have a strong desire for something greater. And so oftentimes we go to try and get rid of the contrast, so the bad feelings, the bad emotions. But the point is that you can use those emotions and those feelings to create a greater outcome. Pretty simple, right? Simple, yet not so simple. Because if it was super simple, we would probably all win the lottery. We would all be multimillionaires. We'd all have our dream relationships. We wouldn't fight with our families, right? We have our holiday season coming up. It's Thanksgiving in the U.S. this week. And I'm getting tested with my family members coming to visit. And I'm like, oh, right? It's like a friend of mine texted yesterday and said, if you think you're evolved, right? If you think you're enlightened, spend a week with your family. And I think that's true for all of us, is we're always being tested. And if we don't blame or make wrong, right, or scapegoat or spiritually bypass that everything in our life is designed to be a contribution. Say that again. Everything in our lives is designed to be a contribution. And so I'll give you an example. I was working with a client today, and they had some massive inflammation in their body, and it's been quite painful. And I said, if you weren't in a rush to get rid of the inflammation, right, and you just kind of hung out with it, said hi to it, saw like what color or sound or word or vibration or feeling you get when you look at the inflammation. And if you just allow it and the experience of the inflammation to be a contribution, right? And now this woman for the last week has not had any relief from the pain of this inflammation. And in about 5 minutes, she started to experience relief because she looked at it from a different lens. Whenever we are trying to change or heal something in our lives, we have to look at it from a different lens. And I am very guilty of this, right? When it comes to co-parenting with my other, you know, parental pair, right? Because we haven't always had the easiest road together. And, you know, if you can look at it, that everything in our lives is a contribution. Everything in our lives is a contribution. And so when things are not going as planned, it's an invitation to take a step back and allow for a different perspective to occur. Right. This last week, I had thrown out my neck and my upper shoulder, upper back. I kind of slept wrong. And I woke up and I was like, oh, this does not feel so good. And I thought I could sort of power through it. And as the day progressed, I realized that I probably need to seek some assistance from someone other than myself. And so I was lucky to have someone work on me. And it was really cool because it was such a contribution. The fact that my neck and my shoulder and upper back had gone out, this woman had been at our spa at the studio where I work, where I see clients in person. And I didn't know it, but it was her last day. And I met her probably a few months prior. She was doing a tea ceremony, most beautiful tea ceremony. And when I was there, I was like, I really like how this woman holds space. I really like her energy. And there was always like this sort of leaning forward of like, I'm curious about who you are in the world and the work that you do. She was a craniosacral practitioner. I had never receive craniosacral other than on my head. So she offers me a session and she starts at my feet. And I'm like, wait a second. It's my neck and my back, right? I was trying to go about it from my perspective, from what I thought needed to heal. But if I would have been able to change it, right? Or if I would have how do I want to say that? I was going at it in a familiar way. She was offering a new perspective, and that new perspective opened up a massive healing that I had been needing to have that I didn't know I needed. And so every moment of every day, we're being invited to receive and allow a different perspective. So if you want to change your business, it's why people hire business coaches, because why? They offer a different perspective, right? It's why people might hire relationship coaches or therapists, because they offer a different perspective. It's why people might do religion, because they offer a different perspective. It's why people do plant medicine, because it offers a different perspective. And whenever we are either trying to heal something that we feel stuck with, or we are trying to become a greater version of ourselves or create something that we've never created before, it's really powerful to allow for a different perspective. Because you can't predict the future. We can only be in the now, in the present moment. And when we're in the future, right? Trying to predict or force or make happen or decide how it should look, instead of how can I create with the entire universe and all the molecules and all the particles and all of consciousness to allow for this new thing to come into existence, not from how I think it should come into existence, but from opening, letting your head and heart be congruent and in alignment so that you're awake enough to receive when it's coming. Because if you don't wake up, you might miss when it arrives. And when you miss when it arrives, guess what? We usually get a lesson from the universe if we keep asking. There's a parable, and I'll probably completely mistell it, but it goes something like this. It's a group of people, or a man and a woman, and they're, you know, our guy's floating out at sea, and he's like, God, come rescue me, please help me, right? And the story goes, a boat shows up, right? And the guy's like, get on, we're here. He's like, no, I'm okay, God's coming, right? And then God sends something else, and the guy goes, no, I'm waiting for God. He said he's coming, right? And then God sends a helicopter, and the helicopter goes, you know, throws a buoy down to, or a life, whatever it is, to get him, you know, to get on the raft to come into the helicopter. And next thing you know, he's in heaven. He's like, God, you said you'd save me. And he said, I did. I sent a boat. I sent, I don't know, I don't remember what the second one is, a raft, and I sent a helicopter, and you send them all away. He goes, how obvious did you need me to be? And I think that's a great parable and a great metaphor for how often we will ask for something, but because it doesn't come in the form that we expect or that we're looking for or that we want, we miss it altogether, right? And then it's like, are you in alignment? Are you congruent? Are you in allowance? And allowing all of those pieces of the puzzle to come together is a really potent way to enjoy the progress of creation, because creating is progress, right? It's a journey of evolving. It's a journey of knowing thyself better. It's a journey of letting go. And, you know, you might have certain pieces of the puzzle that make sense, other pieces of the puzzle you might miss. And that's where you want to ask. Ask for support, ask for guidance, ask, you know, for answers. I always tell the universe, make it obvious, make it easy, make it fun. And when we do that, right, especially when we're in alignment, the universe will always deliver what you're asking for. It just may not be in the way that you decided it should be, but it always shows up. And so the point is to enjoy the moment. So we are going to take a break. We will come back after the break. If you have any questions, you want to call in, you would like to ask a question where I can give you some information, download, offer you a possibility where you might be blind to getting in alignment with what you're asking for, feel free to call us and call into the show. Let me give you the number. So I believe it's 202-570-7057. So I'll repeat it one more time. 202-570-7057. We take live callers, and I look forward to seeing you after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Om Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas, and sorrows was already inside of you. Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. KatherineMcIntosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself. Invest in your brand. And then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. OM Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OM Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OM Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OM Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OM Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OM Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
Okay, so welcome back to the show. So now that we have the philosophical of the universe is waiting for your instructions, let's go to the practical. How, right? How, Catherine, do you start sort of preparing yourself? Well, one of the things I do, I don't have my list right here, my new list. I have an old list with me. But one of the things that I usually do is I will take blank pieces of paper, right, with marker or a pen, and I start writing. Right. And I used to be really resistant to this because I thought that it was forcing, but I've noticed as I continue to do this is sometimes putting a date is really like, I don't know, there's something about it. Sometimes it doesn't work. So you do it either way, put a date on the top of the piece of paper and a date in the future of like, ooh, I'd like to have this by this time. Now, it's not always up to you the when, right? But doing that, at least this is where I've found it helpful, especially when it comes to manifesting and actualizing money and abundance in my life, is if I have a date, then I have to continue to increase my willingness for greatness, my willingness to receive. I have to be willing to challenge myself, right? I am getting clear with my instructions. Here's the date, here's the amount, right? And then I always attach not just the amount, but what is the amount for, right? What is the amount for? Where do I want to allocate that amount? What do I want to, you know, spend that money or invest that money in? And I find that that really helps, especially specifically when it comes to money. And so what I used to do in the past when I didn't want to hold myself accountable, when I wanted to blame my past or my life experiences or a relationship or something going on in my life, I would put a date and then I'd be like, oh, that's so unrealistic. Now it's getting closer to the date and I'm not even close to the amount that I said I wanted. I would then postpone the date and kind of cut down on the intensity or the higher vibration or the, you know, expanding the greatness inside of me. And so I would give up, right? And essentially start over, pick a date, a year in the future, relieve the pressure, relax a little bit, be able to blame someone or something. But that's not how this works. When the universe is waiting for your instructions, it's also waiting for you to step up, to take responsibility, to be in charge, and to be the captain of your own ship. You wouldn't go out to sea and as the captain, let go of the steering wheel and hope you land where you're going to go, right? If a captain of a cruise ship was like, oh, I'm just not going to steer the ship. We'll just see what island we land on. That might be floating out in the middle of the sea. And it's the same thing. You want to hold yourself accountable for steering the ship, right? For taking the wheel, for allowing yourself to really be clear. I want to go here. And this is how I'm going to steer the ship. This is what I'm going to do, right? And so when a captain steers the ship, he knows he has to take care of his health. He knows he needs rest. He knows he needs clarity. He knows he needs to not be distracted, right? Same thing, my friends. In life, the greatest way and the fastest way to get what you are requesting, your instructions of the universe, is to be in the present moment. And so you're going to take out a piece of paper. You choose if you want to put the date on it or not the date. And then you're going to write, like, what do you want? What do you want? Just write it. What do you want? And then once you've written what you want, you're going to paint a picture of it. And I don't mean you could, if you're an artist, go for it. I'm not the best. I'm not that kind of an artist. I'm a different kind of an artist. I'm an artist of energy. Right? An artist of the invisible and the unseen. And so when you write it down, now you're going to paint a picture. You're going to paint a picture of how does it look? How does it feel? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? And get really descriptive as you possibly can. And one of the key factors in this description is to pay attention to how it feels. And so you're going to write it down. What does it taste like? What does it sound like? What does it look like? What does it feel like? So how do you feel? Do you feel empowered? Do you feel inspired? Do you feel encouraged, right? Those are some of my sort of feels when I look at my list of things that I would like to see happening in the future. And so every single day, we're invited to clarity, but you're invited, if you truly want to start doing this, getting clear with your instructions, right? You actually want to write it out. Let the universe know what it smells like, tastes like, touch it, you know, feels like, looks like, so that you can be really clear in how you are going about getting in alignment and getting congruent with what you want. And so if you're listening, thank you for being here. If you like the show, I highly encourage you to subscribe, to like the channel, to bookmark it, to come visit us every week where we go live. You can also catch the replays and share it with someone you think might benefit from hearing this. So you want to be able to take out a piece of paper, write it down. If it feels good to you to put a date, put a date. But be very clear and then don't waver. And so that's sort of step one in the process. The second step is then to get into and have a daily practice where you are consciously getting into alignment with how it feels, right? You're getting in alignment with being in the present moment. You're getting your head and your heart congruent on the same page. And so maybe you have a yoga practice. Maybe you have a meditation practice. Maybe you like walking out in nature by yourself. Maybe you do all the above. Maybe you take baths. It doesn't matter. What matters is when you're doing it, you feel present. You feel awake, you feel like you're in the receptive mode, right? And you're also open, right? And then, so that's step two. Step three is to practice painting the picture, right? So my favorite time to do this is when right after or during my meditations or on walks. Sometimes I'll even do it while I'm driving. But when I'm walking, I'm painting this picture of the instructions I've given to the universe. It's clear what it looks like. Like when I moved homes, I was like, I want skylights. I want a place where plants can live. I want to have land. I want to have great windows and a great view. And I do. I've three amazing skylights. I get to see the moon and the sun and the sunrise. And in my old place, it was quite dark and I didn't have that luxury. So I was uber clear. Now that I'm in this place, I'm getting clearer of what to ask for the next place I'm in while still completely enjoying where I'm at. So this next piece is to practice when you're walking or meditating, practice that painting that picture and feeling it as if. And so one of my favorite things to do is I'll look online on, you know, houses in my area, and I will walk past, you know, these neighborhoods and homes, and I just like walk as if I'm living in one of those homes. Like, how would I walk? How does it feel? What does my life look like? What car am I driving? Who's in my life? What am I doing in my business? And so it's painting this picture where the universe has a very clear idea and you are unwavering in your clarity of what you'd like that to feel like. And so those are sort of the fundamentals of being able to begin to sort of develop this practical, right, tangible way to begin to sort out, because a lot of people know what they don't want. I bet if I, you know, you said, Catherine, I want my dream relationship, and then I bring you 10 men and I tell you all of their sort of red flags or all their faults, you'd be like, I don't want that. 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 You'd be really clear on what you don't want. But if I asked you, well, what then, what do you want? You might hesitate. You might not be 100% sure. The last, you know, several years, I have created an intentional practice for myself where I am writing a lot the clarity of what it is that I'd like. And then I spend most of my days getting myself into as relaxed of a state as I can. I spend a lot of my days doing somatic exercises so that I can lower my cortisol levels. Meditation helps lower my cortisol levels. Giving my DNA the request, please keep my cortisol levels lowered. Please release the stress factor in my life. Please allow me to navigate the stresses of life with more grace, right? With more joy. And so inside each and every single one of you is the capacity for greatness. If you didn't dream up the thought, the idea, right, the home, the car, the business, the life that you'd like to be living, if you like didn't dream it up, right, then the reason that dream comes to you is because inside of you is all of the resources, the power, the capacity, the ability to align so that you can have it. And yet some of us, when we get those big dreams, we go, oh, I don't know how that's going to happen. And then we kill the momentum of the universe going to work for us. So I want to invite all of you to please, if this resonates with you, dream big. Dream big. Make your dreams so big they scare the crap out of you, right? Dream big. Don't give up. And then spend some time with yourself. See if you're able to you know, be by yourself and not in fight or flight. See if you can get yourself into this relaxed state. Like last night, went to a gong bath and a sound meditation, and it was so incredible. So incredible, right? And so, my friends, inside of you is all of the information that you need to create the life you want. It's not for the special. There's not something that you've done wrong to not deserve it. You have to get in alignment, get present, change your belief system, and then get really clear, right? An Olympic athlete gets really clear on their dreams, and then guess what? They get themselves in alignment. They practice their sport. If you want to be excellent at manifesting, you better practice your sport of manifesting and develop a practice in which you do not sort of stray from. So that is my sort of two cents for today and today's live show. I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Again, if you enjoyed today's show, you know, and you want to tell us the aha, send us a note. You can always visit my website, katherinemackintosh.com. Tons of free videos and some amazing information. And as always, stay true to you. Thank you for being here. And I look forward to seeing you next week, where we're going to dive into being clear with giving your body instructions, right? How do you change your cortisol? How do you change your hormones? How do you sort of activate your neurotransmitters, make the signals even clearer, open up the receptor cells? We're going to talk about all that juicy stuff next week. So stay tuned. If you're in the US, I hope you have an amazing holiday this week. Thank you for always tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Katherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them, and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.